Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
Blessed Friday. Some Fridays are just better than other Fridays. And the coffee sometimes just feels better than it does that first sip. And this Friday is one of those. I got a bunch of people coming over this weekend, which I'm really excited about. I told you guys it's kind of funny that my girlfriend Amanda and I have birthdays that are very close to each other. We're both Aries, whatever. And while we were on vacation, she's like, you know what I've never been to? I've never been to a rave. So can we do a dinner party that's a rave? And I thought the next morning when we woke up, when we were in better mindset, you know, that she would wake up and go, oh, my God, that was a stupid idea. I mean, we're this age and we're going to have a rave. And she woke up so excited by the prospect of having a rave, right? But our rave is going to be different because our rave starts at, I think, snacks are at 6?
Yeah.
Snacks are at 6. The rave starts at 7. They'll be out of my house at 10. That's our rave right there. So my best friend, who I have known literally since the 7th, 8th grade, is coming in for it. So,
yay. Because we got to meet him in San Diego.
Gianni.
And he was so nice.
Really cool.
Is his wife coming with him?
She is.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amy's coming up. So it'll be a fun night with a lot of REM sleep starting at 10:30. That's our rave. What's going on in your world this weekend?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I was supposed to be out of town this weekend and we had to cancel it last minute for reasons I'll explain next week. But yeah, I think right now I'm just going to be deep cleaning my apartment. I'm the kind of person that's sort of like all or nothing. So like if I'm going to clean my apartment, I'm like going to scrub the baseboards. I'm going to do everything. But if I'm not cleaning it, I'm probably living in like a hoarder's mansion.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
How about you, Mo? What's up?
I am flying to New York to support my family. My sister has her first art show, her first professional art show this Sunday night. So I'll be out there supporting her and the family and cheering her on to follow her dreams.
But you're flying to L.A. first to go to that party, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to forget that part. I got to fly to L.A. tonight and then fly to New York tomorrow.
So in L.A. tonight, this star-studded, perhaps celebrity party that you really think, like, career-wise, you need to be at, because you're going to be in front of a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to network. I mean, I wish we actually got to host a concert. That's what we were initially going for, but that didn't pan out. But they were like, you can host the after party. It's a private event. That's where everybody is going to be, and you guys would be like the mic and the DJ. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
It's too good of an opportunity to miss. So, yeah, I'm going to be on both sides of the world in one weekend.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not even on the flight yet, and you already look tired.
I am tired. Yeah. Is it that obvious? Yeah, I'm going through a thing or two.
You've been through some stuff this week.
It's been quite the week.
The fact that you are like, you know, life is going to keep lifing no matter what happens. And so you're still going to go out to L.A. and do this. You have an obligation. And then also you're going to be there to support family. I would just hold on to that nugget that you're going to get lots of great mama hugs and sister hugs there at the end of it. Like that's crossing your finish line instead of going through that like ribbon. You're just going into the hug of a mama.
Exactly that. I need that because, yeah, life's not fair, man.
No, uh-uh.
It has a great sense of humor.
We're going to reframe it and say you have pre-jet lag.
That's a new thing?
Yeah, because you're going to be going across the country. You're already feeling the effects of that. I'm very interested to get your opinion when you come back because, as I've said before on the show, I've grown up in San Diego. And when you grow up in San Diego, you're kind of jealous of everything L.A. because it gets all the attention. That's where all the movie stars are. San Diego's kind of, at least case when I was growing up, it was known as kind of a surf town, very chill. And then when we go to LA, we absolutely hate the people up there, man, because it's so superficial. It's vapid. You can't have a conversation with somebody without them looking over your shoulder to see if there's somebody more important there. Velvet ropes all over the place. So I despise Los Angeles. And I also have been in these scenes where, God, just like nobody's even talking to each other, man. They're just like networking and there's no real convo. So I know it's not hip to say because they've gone through so much the last couple of months, but man, there's not anything about that city I like except the beaches. But I'm wondering, you being in a business setting, if you're going to have the same feeling from an outsider. I want to see if you think that also.
Okay, we'll see, because my dude is excited about it. I am not, because I have a feeling it's going to be just like that. And I'm like, I don't want to fly all the way there just to experience people behaving this way, but we'll see.
You just got to keep your eye on the prize, man. You got to play the same game, because you're playing the same game this weekend.
This is true.
So that's good.
This is true.
Yeah, but you can't go in with that mindset. Just because you feel that way about LA.
Right?
Don't imprint on Mo. You need to go in with, like, this is going to potentially be a great opportunity for me and my guy.
You have already told me I'm going to miss the flight.
Well, that was... Okay, yeah, I did. Because I know who you're traveling with. She was a different person yesterday. Okay. Well, she's changed now.
She's a different mom today. Yeah, I got it.
Look, a lot can happen in 24 hours, Mo.
If this is business and dude is late, you're taking off without him. No Mr. Nice Guy this time.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I ain't playing with him.
Because he's done this before when you've been like, nice, I'm going to go get him, I'm wait for him, you miss your flight. Uh-uh, this is business. If you're going to L.A. and New York, you can't risk him being late.
Yeah, he's done it more than before. He does it every time. Yeah. Okay, this guy's consistent with it. But this is, you know what, when it's business that affects him, he's always on time.
Yeah, I bet.
Is there a paycheck attached to it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It'll be on time this
time. Y'all good.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.